I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The state Supreme Court says an ex-union official can claim a state pension windfall for serving one day as a fill-in teacher. Thursday's 4-3 decision could yield tens of thousands of dollars more in annual pension payments for former teachers union official David Pitchley. Here's Pitchley's lawyer, Esther Seitz.
This ruling means that the General Assembly cannot give a pension right and then afterwards change its mind.
A 2007 state law let Pitchley convert time as a labor activist into a state teacher's pension so long as he spent time in a classroom. So he substitute taught for one day. Angered by publicity over his case, lawmakers revoked that law in 2012. The court says that move was unconstitutional. In other news, Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's confident the legislature will approve a graduated income tax for the state where wealthier people pay more in taxes. Brian Mackey has more.
Following a news report that Pritzker and his allies are having a hard time finding enough votes in the Illinois House, the governor says...
I wouldn't believe everything you read, but I would say we're doing quite well in terms of support.
But a Democrat in the House says there's been grumbling and a fair degree of hesitation in the caucus. Still, another Democrat leading negotiations, Representative Robert Martwick of Chicago, says he's not worried yet.
It's a natural part of the process for legislators to say, I'm not there yet, because that's how you weigh in. That's what gets people to come and talk to you.
Pritzker wants lawmakers to finish their work on the tax rates and necessary constitutional amendment by the end of May so that voters can have the final say next year. I'm Brian Mackey.
Illinois state troopers are participating in their second funeral procession this week. Services for Trooper Gerald Ellis are this morning at the College of Lake County. Ellis was killed early Saturday when a driver going the wrong way on I-94 struck his car. The funeral procession starts at the college at noon and will continue at a low speed for nearly 30 miles. That includes a stretch of I-94. The public is encouraged to line up along the route. This is the third state trooper death this year. Brooke Jones Story was killed in Freeport last Thursday, and Christopher Lambert was fatally struck near Northbrook in January. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. This week's election produced a new mayor for Caro, and he says he wants to make the city a clean, safe place for people to live. The city's long been plagued with economic downturn, racial tensions, and neglected public housing. Caro citizens elected Thomas Simpson over incumbent Tyrone Coleman this week. Simpson works for Caro Public Utilities and has served on the city council. He also serves as secretary of the Southernmost Illinois Delta Empowerment Zone. Simpson says his first priority as mayor is to fix infrastructure issues like the city's water pumps.
Replace all the pumps with new pumps, make sure to schedule maintenance on those pumps, repair the sewer systems, clean out the catch basins, and that's all in the effort to keep the citizens safe here from flooding.
Simpson says he hopes to bring a grocery store and farmer's market to Caro soon. He says the city is a food desert after losing its only grocery store back in 2015. He also says he wants to generate more revenue for the city, but is not yet ready to cite specific plans. Simpson will take office on May 1st. Williamson County's state's attorney, Brandon Zanotti, says the First Judicial Circuit will soon start utilizing a new drug and veterans court. It focuses on those who need treatment rather than incarceration.
So we're really looking at nonviolent offenders like drug possession or specifically veterans with combat-related illnesses like PTSD who maybe have, been self-medicating and committing some nonviolent crimes.
Zanotti says the court and several agencies have worked to get it started. Judge Carrie Gill will preside. I'm Jennifer Fuller.